Admiral, if any refuse to comply, you are ordered to shoot them out of the sky. Use the low-orbit strategic defense platforms. Yes, ma'am. Kirsten watched Sylvester Duret's image freeze as he started to datavise her orders into the secure government communication net. Roche, do you believe the Embassy 3 are going to try and spread the virus amongst our population? Their actions so far indicate that is their main goal, yes, ma'am. So it is not just them we're looking for. We're going to have to round up anyone they came into contact with. Yes, ma'am. Speed in this instance is going to be essential. The faster they are caught, the fewer possible contamination cases we will have to worry about. It's an exponential problem again. If they go free for too long, then it may well escalate beyond our ability to contain, as it did on Lalonde. Yannicka, do the police on Xingu have sufficient resources to track them down?
I believe so, ma'am, the ISA director said.
May I suggest we use someone more familiar with people who have been sequestrated by the virus? Ross Skark said smoothly. I'm sure the civil authorities are capable. But I feel hands-on experience, Yannicka, will be of immense benefit in this instance. Someone who is perfectly aware of the urgency and knows how to react should things turn ugly. And judging by Lalonde, that may well happen. The ISA director stared at him levelly. One of your agents, you mean?
It is a logical appointment. I recommend Ralph Hilch is sent to Xingu to oversee the search.
Him? The man who didn't even know Latin was on Lalonde, the greatest criminal psychopath the Confederation has ever known?
I feel that slightly unfair, Madam Director. The Confederation and the Edenists believe Latin was dead after the Navy destroyed his Blackhawks. How many corpses are you currently investigating?
Enough, Kirsten said. That will do both of you. In this situation, I think every resource has to be deployed without prejudice. I'd like to believe we can deal with this incident better than a Stage 1 colony planet.
That was a good suggestion, Roche. Have Ralph Hilch sent to Pasto immediately. He is to liaise with the civil authorities there, with a brief to advise and assist with the capture of the embassy personnel and identification of anyone else who has been sequestrated.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll inform him at once. I just hope he can contain them, she said, allowing her deeper worries to surface momentarily. If not, he could be facing a one-way trip. The cloud band which lay over the Qualheim was a muddy rouge colour when seen from the underside, streaked with long rusty gold ridges, as though it was reflecting the twilight rays of a sinking sun. It grew ever broader, the frayed edges stirring and flexing in disquiet as it swam out lazily over the sweltering jungle. Kelly, casually accustomed to the enormousness of tranquillity, was dumbfounded by its size. To the west and east there was no visible end. The band could encircle the world, for all those sitting in the hovercraft knew. Straight ahead to the north, there might have been a hairline of blue sky above the black treetops. Amarisk was slipping gently into a deep, luminous cavern. Thunder! Strident bass rumbles that echoed strangely, taking a long time to fade, had been audible for the last 20 minutes as the two hovercraft eased their way towards the Qualheim over the buoyant mass of snow lilies coating the unnamed tributary. There was no sign of any lightning. The hovercraft slipped under the tempestuous lip of cloud, and red-tinged darkness tightened around them like a noose. With the morning sun high in the sky, the transition into shadow was abrupt, leaving none of the scout team in any doubt of the change. Kelly couldn't help a shiver inside her armor, even though the suit kept her skin temperature at a comfortable constant. Razor's communication block reported it had lost the geosynchronous communication satellite's beacon. They were cut off from Smith, Joshua, and the Navy squadron. Trees lining the bank became dark and sullen. Even the flowers which eternally sprouted from the vines lost their perky glimmer. Snow lilies were the rancid colour of drying blood. High overhead, large flocks of birds were embarking on their first ever migration, flapping and gliding towards the brightness sleeting down beyond the cloud.
The cloud stretches across the heavens like the devil's own wedding veil. It is the coming of an immortal penumbra, as Lalande is eclipsed by a force before which nature trembles in fear.